It really provides a state-of-the-art facility for both short-term care and long-term care. And we also have a dementia, an assessment unit, which is becoming more important. It is much in line with the National Dementia Strategy. I think the hospital has the benefit of providing older person services that meet the needs of the older persons, both now, but it is well prepared for providing a really high quality service for older people over the next 10 to 20 years and keeping in line with all modern day practices and future day practices.
And there's always an ongoing concern about maybe the lack of funding that is received in the Northwest, but this is a great indication of support right now, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's, as I said, the facility itself is roughly 37 million. That is a massive investment into our area. And I can also confirm that the 147 staff that we have received derogation, from both the Department and National HSE for the recruitment. We have a number of staff already recruited, but for the remainder, we are actively working on panels with the open market, bringing them all in, but we actually have full permission to recruit up to 147, which again is a huge investment in both the hospital, in both older persons and in the local community.
So there are no real concerns regarding staffing going forward. That's pretty a comfortable situation, is it?
We work with the market, and there are a number of panels. We're renewing a number of panels to make sure that we have adequate numbers. We are dependent on people applying, but so far it would be indicative that the number of people applying are matching our needs. But that's why we're basing it on a phased basis. I know people have said, well, why isn't it open all of a sudden? We have to do this because we have to get the staff in different stages. And where we haven't had enough from previous panels, we've gone back out to the open market again to make sure that we have the required number of staff.